Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. Today we're going to talk about, is Drake a culture vulture? Pop-Tarts always going to slap? Is it Pop-Tarts or Toaster Strudels? It's hard to say that. Toaster Strudels. Anyways, for my gamers, which one better, Xbox or PlayStation? I came up on PlayStation, so it's gonna be hard. Anyways, let's get into it. Mr. Aubrey Graham, we back on your head again, bro. Champagne Poppy. What the fuck? Excuse my French. What in tarnation is a champagne poppy? What are you trying to accomplish there? What did that even mean? Champagne dad? A dad champagne? Just stop it. Anyways, culture vulture he is. What he do is let your song pop for like a day or two and, oh, I want to be on a remix. Well, I'd like to do a song with you to ride your wave. That's what he do. Instead of coming up with his own idea, I'd rather just jump on your bandwagon while still smoking. Like, I get it though. Because I'm pretty sure when his bandwagon be going, people get right on his coattail. Man, do a remix. Let me get on the remix, dog. Drake, you can't continue to go out here and steal people's styles and get away with it. Now, that situation when I heard with Young Draco, I realized that was it. I remember that. Drizzy back up in it. What's up? What's happening? All you needed to say was you. Dang, man. Robbing and stealing. Now, the Quentin Miller thing, I don't know. I don't think he wants you to go at him. You don't want to go at him. But y'all sound similar, man. I don't know. Maybe it's just your beat, or maybe it's your beat. Maybe it's your voice. Mm-hmm. But I did realize something. On that WB, well, what I've been saying, what my theory is with Drake, he's not a culture vulture. He just go with whatever your style of beat is. Like, you come up with something that got a swing to it. Like, he's like, oh man, that rocks. And I love that. Going up, he'll take that and make it his own and make a beat similar to it and rap on it. And then most of the times, when you hear somebody featured on a Drake song, it make you realize that it ain't him that's hard about this song. It's that beat. Because the other person that be on there could be complete trash, and then but it still go like that. Young, bridge. That was the harder part of that song. Not even what he talking about. Any song with Jay-Z on it. Ow. My girls turn their head like, ow, I'm the man of the ow. Triple entendre, don't even ask me how. Boy, murdered Drake on his own song, and that beat was hard. But y'all don't feel me, though. Drake is a culture vulture, and he'll take over anybody's style at any second. Like, he waiting on it like, boy, that sound dope. I'ma jump on that nigga. You got a song you want me to come and do with you? 501, every drive, make the vision, every ship on the other side. I'm just gonna show up and I slide. Then take your song, shuck and jive. Aubrey Graham. Are Pop-Tarts always a timeless classic? I think so, man. In the toaster, or not in the toaster. Timeless classic. But Pop-Tart saved my life. Oh, God. Tech school in the military. San Angelo Tech. I don't watch the news. I don't never turn on my TV in my room. We wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go to school. We get out of school. We eat lunch. We go to school. School's so long. It's like, bruh, and it's stuff that it's just not regular school because it's technical school. Yeah, we had some parts where we was inside doing classroom stuff, but then there was parts where we got to go outside and do stuff or fight fire or do it like a real training, you know, like carry dummy, 50-pound dummies, 75-pound dummies, whatever. So, but you got time to get to where you're going and get back to your room. So, they just got piles and piles of Pop-Tarts in the little area. But you don't got no backpack when you go to class. You just got a jug because it's hot in Texas. But when it cools down, you get a jacket. Boy, I'm stuffing stuff in my jacket, Pop, because you know it's just an endless supply. You ain't paying for none of this. I got granola bars, Pop-Tarts, all that. Boom. So this particular day, I do it, stuffing them. Wake up in the morning, everybody looking confused, like, why we ain't going out there to line up for the morning, you know, PT or whatever, or the morning roll call. They're like, it's -4 degrees outside. We can't go nowhere. What? It was like, yeah, we're just going to have cleanup today. And hopefully it'll warm up enough for y'all to go get lunch or dinner or whatever. So we ain't going to class. Ain't no class canceled. Boy, I remember them Pop-Tart stuffed in my bag. I'm not in my jacket. Boy, I'm in there eating like a king in my room. Boy, I got about 7 packs of Pop-Tarts, you feel me? Got the cinnamon kind, the strawberry kind, the blueberry kind, you feel me? I got the wild berry kind, the strawberry milkshake some kind, bro. The chocolate s'mores kind, bro. I'm going in, you feel me? I eat like a king on you, you know? Everybody else starving like I'm over in there. It's a refrigerator in that room, but don't nobody go and buy groceries for real. I got juices and waters and Gatorade in there. But tell you. Save my life. Pop-Tarts, man. Remember when Pop-Tarts used to come with the little minis? They used to get them out at breakfast, but people be complaining like, what am I supposed to do with this? Give it to me. You don't want that. Are you talking about? Passing on over, boy. These the blueberries, too. She drunk. You got the strawberries, shorty. You don't want them? Pass them over here. You want the milk? Oh, I don't do no milk. But, boy, Pop-Tart's gonna always be a timeless classic. And if you don't know nothing about them strawberry milkshakes, make it happen. Shout out to Uzi. Coming back to my gamers again. Gamers, 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 gamers. What go harder, the Xbox or the PlayStation? Me personally, I own them both. So, why go back to Ataris? You feel me? I used to play Atari, you feel me? But no, my first experience with them games had to be the old gray PlayStation. Boy, we used to play this game called NCAA Game Breakers daily, boy. Somebody, we weren't gonna play nothing else because we played daily NCAA Game Breaker. I'm talking about scoring on people with ease, though. And that option, you know, I think that's one of the first games with the option in it, you know. I think they did have it in Bill Walsh's College Football 2 back on Sega Genesis, but as far as I know, boy, hand out plenty of beatings, bro. Then what else used to play? What NFL Street on that? I want to say Street was on that. Or was that the 2? Anyway. Like, PlayStation had Thomas Classics before Xbox was even thought about. So, yeah, you know I'm right. But not as far as graphics. When people say they can tell the difference with the graphics, I can tell the difference. Like, even with games I was disappointed in when I couldn't play how I really wanted to play. But I grew to love after I turned it in. Like, not Far Cry, but what's the other one? Fallout. Loved it. When I got rid of it, I was like, why am I not playing this again? I love that game. But when I was on PlayStation, I think PlayStation 4. And Grand Theft Auto hit harder than me. I don't know why, but it just seemed like it hit a little bit harder. So then sports games like 2K and Madden look a little bit better. Xbox, it just seemed like they so generically moving, you know. Like first person shooter games, Xbox, all day long. PlayStation, sports games. Just to me, sports games, racing games. Not highly cinematic games. Like Xbox cinematic games like Tomb Raider and what's the other one? Uncharted, stuff like that. Perfect. But me personally, yeah, it's gotta be PlayStation because it's more, you know, I can go back and play this and go back and do this. Cause them games was legendary, dog. Xbox first games, I ain't too much crazy to go back. Bless me too. Anybody right now, like I ain't played NCAA on PlayStation in years. Pick that controller up right now. Whoop any one of you drive turkeys out there right now. Pick Notre Dame. I'ma get Notre Dame. Only one Alabama. If you make me beat Alabama because I'm from Alabama, I'm going to embarrass you, bro, and I ain't played in a long time. So yeah, PlayStation over Xbox all day long. I know what I just said, but have you ever had a toaster strudel? Say that fast 17 times. Anyways, what hit harder, Pop-Tarts or toaster strudels? Of course, it's based off of warming both of them up in the toaster. Because some of y'all put them in the microwave. I can't do it. I mean, I can, but, you know, I got to be on the run, bro. You know, the bus going to be here in 0-8 seconds, you feel me? Well, I might grab the Pop-Tart and leave the paper towel, and that's going to be an argument at mom's home when I get home. Another thing with that, with the Pop-Tarts, with toaster strudel left in behind, was that frosting. I can add my own frosting. That's what they killed you at. And I can get it. Sometimes it used to come in different colors and all that right there. And then when they start to come with the combination joints, I think toaster strudel came with the combination joints first. I'm not sure, but. But it still hit way harder because, you know, it get flaky and crusty. Me myself, I like my edges burnt a little bit, look crisp. You feel me? Thoroughly cooked. Like, that's the only thing I want well done is my toaster strudel and my Pop-Tart. My steak, medium well, you feel me? And my scrimps, you feel me? But, and my hot dog, singe them, boy, burn them down. What if I had to choose? It'd probably be toaster strudel, man, because they got endless classic flavors. And it's like, I don't know what my favorite toaster strudel is. It got to probably be that strawberry with the cream cheese in. I had to have a moment of silence for it, because, Lord. Them toaster strudel smack. It's been so long. But no. I think, I mean, you know, Pop-Tarts give it a run for their money, but because Pop-Tarts, you ain't even got to warm them up, bro. Oh, God. If you from the bottom like me, brother, I'm telling you, when we have to run to the chow hall and hurry up and get to class, shoot. Bust them things down right there in front of my teacher face, my instructor face, boy. To my busting them down. He looking like, you good, man? Everything all right? Yeah, man. Like, you ain't ate last night, but I ain't ate this morning. Don't worry about what I got going on, Cliff. You feel me? And that's another thing. That line used to be dumb long. So I just grab you some granola bars and some Pop-Tarts. Don't sweat it. Eat you a breakfast burrito when you go outside to the little trailer. You'll be good. But, yeah. Toaster strudel. Smack. Way harder than a Pop-Tart especially. But, you good and hungry. And it's the last one. Eat that bit right in your significant other face. Your cousin or your sister. Even your mom. Your mom just looking at you. Like, boy, I swear. I slap that. It's clean out your mouth. And all the raspberry toaster strudels. Smack. Thank God. Thank my listeners. Thanks for the feedback. Thanks for the input. Yeah, we just talked about is Drake a culture vulture? Pop-Tarts or the Thomas Classic? Pop-Tarts or toaster strudel? Xbox or PlayStation? The next thing we're going to talk about is, what was your first game system? I already gave and spoiled for this episode. What's your all-time favorite appetizer or snack? What's your favorite Chinese food? And we're going to get into what my name means. All right. Thank you. God bless.